You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined as always by my friends and colleagues, Todd Youngblood and Carol Flammer. Carol, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Todd, but I'm just shocked that the kids went back to school this week.
I didn't go back to school till September when I was a child, 47,000 years ago.
Labor Day was always going back to school. I mean, it's the traffic part of it that I notice.
Yeah.
As in,
yeah.
Ugh.
Right, right. Well, Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm fired up. I'm fired up because of fighting the traffic, and I'm trying to paint a happy face on it.
Right.
I'm in a good mood again.
Outstanding. Good. Well, we have a fun show today. I want to say hello to our next guest. His name is Brian Milbritt. He is the CEO of Breton Solutions. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Before we get into it, Brian, take a second. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I am married to a wonderful woman. We have a blended family. We have 8 children between the two of us. I have a grandchild, or we have a grandchild and another one on the way. But I've been in the construction business for about 30 years. I took a sabbatical in there about the middle of it, did 3 years of air traffic control, which was a fun thing to do for a while. Worked for National Home Builders, U.S. Homes, which is now Lennar, Centex, and Pulte, which is now Pulte, and 2 private home builders here in Georgia. I've also been an operations manager in an insulation company in Minneapolis, and have worked for a software company, a home builder software company. So well-rounded in 30 years of work in and out of the industry.
So tell us a little bit more about Breton Solutions.
Thank you, Carol. Breton Solutions was born from the ashes of the housing downturn. Tim Shipsky, my business partner, and I were both working at the time for Touchdown Homes. And when business kind of slowed down there, we decided to venture outside there of that company and create Breton Solutions. It's a company that was created to provide services for home builders that would do things like purchase order creation, job scheduling, job costing, estimating. We have a purchasing service, and then also consulting, although consulting is really not our main focus. And the reason that we created it was to eliminate home builders from having to hire additional overhead to do those type of things, so that they could keep their overhead down and that they could kind of go as a pay-as-you-need basis. So if they're not building homes, they don't pay, and if they are building homes, they do pay.
It seems to me that the kind of services that you just described, I mean, it really takes a heck of a lot of knowledge, and you described your own background. I mean, how do you find folks to work with you and deliver those kind of services out to your customers?
Tim and I, again, we between the two of us, we have about 50-plus years of experience in the business, and we have an additional person that works with us full-time now. We just recently hired her that worked with us back at Touchdown Homes, who has a good 10 years of experience. And to be quite honest, with the operational system that we use and what we promote, it really reduces the amount of overhead that you need. If we can get the operational system set up, and I can explain more about that later. If we get that set up correctly, it limits how many people we have to have involved, and that's kind of the payback there for the builders. Again, you eliminate overhead and you operate within a program that takes you step by step on how you need to do things.
So your website says you specialize in improving profitability through operational excellence. So tell us a little bit more about the program you use and how that works.
We're actually very passionate about operational excellence, to the point where we believe that on the operational side of the business, you need to do it right. And then we don't have a fear of teaching other people how to do it right. And not that we don't continue to learn new things, and we certainly do. The software program that we are using, or the software for the back office side, the operational side, is Cova Solutions. And it was developed 7 or 8 years ago by a team of people that include Richard Cashian and a person by the name of Yoko from Finland. And this particular software is a fully integrated software that goes all the way from customer entering the website and goes all the way through to warranty service. And what I mean by that is a customer goes on the website and can register And if they register with the home builder, it begins to track their every move that they're making on the website within the COVA software system. So if they look at a particular plan, let's say they're looking at the Cambridge plan and they like the three-car garage option, and they begin to play with that plan on the website, it's recording all that that's going on. So now when they do an actual site visit, the sales agent gleaning a little bit of information from them can begin to research in the software, you know, that particular person, and then begin to see what they've done. So then they can create them as a prospect in the system, or kind of take them from a web lead to a prospect. From a prospect, if they go to contract, they can do that. And the key thing here is as they enter into the contract and everything they do within the contract, picking options, color selections, and all of that, immediately is available and readily goes into the purchasing side of the system. So purchase orders are driven off of the contract. It goes on and on and on throughout the whole system, payment of trades, everything all the way through. But the key thing there is that the contract creates the purchase orders. One less set of people having to duplicate information. Duplication of information usually means some errors are going to occur. Mistakes are made. Costs go up. And profit goes down. So by utilizing a system where it's fully integrated front to back, you can eliminate mistakes and eliminate overhead.
All right. We'll be back with Brian Milbert after this commercial break.
Are you looking to purchase a new home? Before you select your next dream home, be sure to call Academy Mortgage first. Our professional mortgage team has the experience and expertise to maximize savings, value, and wealth for each and every client while eliminating risk. Plus, we have the distinct advantage of being a direct lender. All processing, underwriting, and closings are handled locally. For more information, visit academymortgage.com.
All right, and we're back with Brian Milbert, CEO of Breton Solutions.
Brian, as you were talking through the details of that operational system just before the break, the complexity of the whole thing kind of hit me right between the eyes. How the heck do you figure out that you won? How do you measure your success? And maybe more importantly, how do you show your customers how much money you're saving them by taking care of all this complexity?
First of all, when you said complexity, I wanted to say too that because we software, it sells sales to home builders is a difficult business to be in. And so COVA Solutions is kind of focused on selling to big home builders with big staffs, and they can set up the software and make it do what they want to do. When we go to a small to medium-sized home builder, which is how we negotiated with COVA to use their product, we set up kind of a somewhat generic setup. So we can get a gigantic system set up. And COVA Solutions, if you were to buy it, can run you with setup cost and all that, $150,000 to
$250,000. Wow.
So when we set it up generically, we are able to go then into a builder's office and kind of take our setup and put it in place. We've already knocked out a gigantic amount of workload that they would normally have to engage in if they got the software on their own. So immediately what they're able to see is action happening in their office quite quickly, rather than having to take a year or two to set up software. So they see that as an initial payoff right away. And again, how we're billing is we're either doing a monthly consulting fee, or we're doing a as you pay, as you build type situation. So they only pay as they need to pay, as they build homes. So they can eliminate overhead immediately. They don't have to worry about, you know, adding staff, adding purchasing people, that type of stuff. One of the things we offer that kind of goes along with this is our purchasing service. We're purchasing for about a volume of 350 plus homes right now. So when we step into a builder who's maybe only building 10, 15, 20, 50 homes, he immediately gets the benefit of the purchasing power of 350 plus homes. And we are anticipating by the end of this year, we'll be at about a volume of about 500 homes a year for purchasing. So they'll capture that benefit, and we can show them that right away immediately by showing our trade negotiation prices and things like that. Where they additionally will see it is in reduced mistakes. You know, your variance purchase orders should go down. You're not having contract mistakes and things like that. So there's multitudes of ways that a builder would be able to see his costs going down and feel it quite quickly.
So what about sales and marketing? I know you focus a bit on that. How has this changed over the years as technology has changed and as today's buyer has evolved?
COVA Solutions has a fantastic web interface for the home builder. And so it's a piece that gets sits right on their website, and it allows the buyer to have an excellent or a great buyer experience. And I really think that what we've heard and what we've learned, and I'm sure you know more than I do, is that buyers are going to the website, they're doing some research there, and if you can keep them on your website for a long time, a home purchase is an emotional purchase. And if you can get their emotions involved in what they're doing on your website, they begin to kind of see themselves living in that home already. And so Cova's interface is a piece that allows you to configure the home with the options that you want. So if you're picking a third car garage, you point and click and you see a third car garage appear on the floor plan. And you can go to the extent of color choices. So you can begin to see your color choices show up and you can get a customized brochure. And so by creating that fantastic buyer experience, I think that's where the sales and marketing piece really has a home run for home builders on that side, as well as a follow-up program. I mean, probably one of the biggest pains for sales agents is doing follow-up. This has an automated follow-up program that you can create any kind of campaign, follow-up campaign that you want. So if you say send a letter in 2 weeks and make a phone call in 3 weeks and do this and do that, it's automated. It'll come up as reminders or it'll automatically just send out what you want to have it send out. So the follow-up is very key there also.
Well, Brian, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and where can they learn more about Breton Solutions?
You can go to our website, which is bretonsolutions.com, as well as call me, and I don't have a problem giving you my phone number. It's 404-545-7085.
Outstanding. Brian Milbrett, CEO of Breton Solutions. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this first segment. We'll be back with our next guest after today's deal of the day.
Hey, Forrest, what time is it?
Well, Delaney, it's time for today's deal of the day.
All right, Carol, what have you got for us?
Well, Todd, you know, summer is winding down. I don't know about all the other school systems, but my child went back to school this week. So, you know, it's time for us to be spending more time inside and less time outside and more time with homework. So, you know, it's a great time to make sure your home is really the perfect place for your lifestyle. And one of the country's top 10 home builders, Beazer Homes USA, is inviting everyone to join them for their Welcome Home Sales event. It's going on between August 1st and August 15th. You can tour their model homes and receive special incentives on quick move-in and to-be-built Energy Star homes. So whether you want to buy existing inventory, quick move-in, or whether you want to build one, they're both on sale, or they both have this incentive. So what the incentive is half off on all options for up to $15,000 in savings. So what that really means is you can get $30,000 in options in your new home for just $15,000.
That's pretty amazing.
There's something cool about half price. I don't know why I like that. You know, the twofer kind of idea.
The $30,000 and that kind of stuff, that goes a long way.
Yeah, it really does. You think about you can easily do a basement. You can do a whole basement for that.
Probably
get pretty close. And for the twofer idea, since you like twofers, if you're an agent, and I know many of us on the show have wished we were agents before because of these great deals, if you're an agent and you bring one of your buyers to see one of these homes and they purchase a quick move-in home, then you, the agent, will receive a $2,500 bonus.
Outstanding.
Cool.
Now, of course, they do have to purchase during these dates. So the date is by August 15th.
So August 1 to August 15th.
Correct.
Is the window of this.
That's the window.
Well, let's get out there right after the show, huh?
All right, I'm in.
Let's go take a look.
Yeah, so for all of us who are in and we want to go look for one of these new homes, Mitch, where should we look?
So your best chance to own one of these dream homes is single-family homes across the entire metro Atlanta area, homes priced from the 160s to the 400s. So go to Beazer.com to find your new home.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, we're back with our next guest. Say hello to Michael Bell, who is the president of Inspirations Design Studio and Bell Custom Cabinetry. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you for having me down.
Well, it is our pleasure. Michael, before we get into it, take a sec and tell us a little bit about you and your background.
I'm president of Inspirations Kitchen and Bath Studio. It's our home design studio where we offer an integrated approach to both kitchen and bath design, but also for design throughout the home. We offer cabinetry, appliances, and closets. And we really take an integrated approach to the whole kitchen. So we're not just looking at cabinets or not just looking at appliances, but really trying to to bring all elements into our design and working with consumers in that way. So it's not a scary project, but it's actually a fun project.
Michael, tell us a little bit more about Bell Custom Cabinetry.
Well, Bell Custom Cabinetry is really the legacy of my family. My grandfather started the business back in the 1950s, and my father really took it to the next level beginning in the mid 80s. And it's what we've been doing. I guess you might say it's in our blood. We've been doing woodworking and cabinetry, you know, for six decades or so. I came back into the family business about 10 years ago, and our primary business at that time was primarily for new construction and to some remodeling, especially high end remodeling. As a downturn approached in 07 and 08, we realized that we didn't need a new integrated approach to come to the new customer and the new clients and what they were needing. The marketplace changed quickly and dramatically. And so that's when we created Inspirations Design Studio, so we could really bring our product to the marketplace in a new way that the customers were wanting to see, a complicated product in a way that they could understand. The appliance integration was getting tougher and tougher, and to really bring that in and making it an overall design rather than you go here, then you go somewhere else, and you go somewhere else, and it would really frustrated the client.
It strikes me that there's a whole different skill set required from building custom and going back from the 50s to the 2000s. I mean, what kind of changes did you make internally so you could deliver those kinds of services?
Well, it's been tremendous. You know, previously, we weren't really the overall designers of the projects. We worked with some great designers, and Atlanta is such a great city because there are so many great designers in this town, and most of the rest of the country doesn't have the luxury that people have here, and I don't think they even realize it sometimes. As we looked at this and as the market started changing, that was the number one thing we had to do, was really tie ourselves a lot more closely into the design of the project. And especially these days, people are looking at their projects differently. They're not just looking at it to kind of flip the house anymore. They're really they want true value. They want to live in this kitchen. We kind of call it the HGTV effect. I mean, they want that experience and they want it to be fun as much as it can be, because it's still a stressful event.
Yeah, so walk us a little bit through the project. When somebody comes to you and they want to build a beautiful new kitchen, where do you start?
It comes in through a lot of different avenues. We still work with a lot of builders and professional remodelers, and then some people come through us just through our normal retail channels or through our networking with interior designers and stuff like that. So they'll come in through all different types of channels. The first thing we kind of try to do is really, a lot of times, is setting the budget, because that will drive design a lot of times. You don't want to start with design that's just way out of scope and have to backtrack. So the first thing we always do is kind of get a scope on budget, but also their tastes, their needs, you know, really listening to what the client needs and wants rather than what I'm trying to sell them, because we've got a large product offering. So we know we're going to be able to hit whatever they're needing. We want to understand what they need, and it's listening first and really talking second, and really understanding what they're going for.
All right. We'll be back with Michael Bell after this commercial break. At Academy Mortgage, we understand the process of obtaining a home loan can be intimidating. So we strive to make the loan process simple and pleasant for everyone involved. Academy's products and streamlined process offer more competitive rates and a wider selection of products to facilitate the variety of needs for our clients. With all this talent under one roof, why would anyone go elsewhere? For more information, visit academymortgage.com. All right, and we're back with Michael Bell with Inspirations Design Studio and Bell Custom Cabinetry.
Michael, before the break, you talked about making the remodeling experience fun versus scary. And another word pops to my mind when I think of remodeling, and that's annoying. Talk a little bit more about the process. I mean, what should I, as the buyer, do to make the experience fun as opposed to scary and a pain in the neck?
I think the biggest thing that goes into it is really planning the project, both from the remodeler who's doing the contracting themselves, which is a critical part of the projects, but really lining all the decisions up from the start. Don't get started with only half your decisions made, because it will lead to chaos and confusion and delays and everything else. So our goal is we're working through it. It's not just design. We look at all three phases of the project, from design to production and procurement to the installation and customer service at the end. All three are both all critical components of what we're doing. As we're looking into it, it's the planning right from the start to knowing what all the elements are going to be as much as possible as we go in. Anytime you go into, especially remodeling, there are unknowns. Something's going to happen in there that's unknown. But we want to be on a schedule with the project. The last thing we want our clients to do is to become best friends with the pizza guy. These things have to be, you know, to be designed, everything ordered. And really, you don't start tearing things out until you know when the delivery dates and real delivery dates are going to be on everything to get these things in and done. That's the part where clients will really just get really frustrated. It's long. You're living with dust. You're living out of your normal routines. That's where clients and homeowners get frustrated very, very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard horror story after horror story from friends that, oh, it was going to take 3 months and it took 6 months. Yeah. And is this planning piece of it? I mean, how do I know if I'm missing something? Is that something you help with?
Well, we do a little bit. We work with remodelers and contractors, and it's been one of our key components that we really focus on. We really discourage clients from trying to do kitchens on their own. The project is a lot more complex than they realize. And the licensing and the permitting that goes into these things today is a lot more complex. They won't be experts in kitchen and bathroom remodeling until the project is done. So really they need that help and the guidance. And there is, in the end, there's no cost savings. It just, they have their own jobs and lives and they can't stop to do this. It's a full-time job. So those are the main components that we really try to look at.
That makes sense. Beyond the kitchen and bath, I know you all work with a lot of specialty spaces and closets. What's popular right now? What are the trends?
By far, it's people are really digging into their kitchens and baths. Atlanta's a great community, especially North Atlanta, because of all of our basements. And the basements is really where you can personalize the space a lot more to your lifestyle, to your taste. A kitchen, you kind of got to make sure it's going to be resellable. A basement and a bar, you can kind of make it your own. What's your media taste? Is it sports? Is it big theater? How do you entertain? Billiards? You know, how do your friends come over? And it's funny, when we're working in the kitchens, a lot of times we are working a lot more often with the wife. It's a lot more important to her. But when it gets down to the basement, guys get heavily involved. They have a lot of input. And it's interesting to see. Sometimes as we're doing homes, you'll be working with the couple and the guy's eyes are just glazing over as you're talking about kitchens and finishes. But boy, once you're down to the basement and the bar, man, it's game on.
That's the one place we're allowed to have input.
It is. You know? And it's also the one place where you can really put some fun into it. Put some creative colors and tiles and stuff like that. Get a little bit out of your comfort zone. Make it a little bit more modern if that's kind of your style. I mean, do it. Have fun, you know, and go with it. And that's really what we try to encourage our clients to do. Bars, wine cellars, they're fun spaces. We try to put stories behind our bars. So, you know, if we're doing a Scottish or Irish pub, try to anchor it off of a true Irish pub. You know, take elements and cues from those, or if you're from Chicago, we're doing a bar for a guy from Chicago and he wants it to look like a Chicago bar. And so we're doing different things to really bring in his heritage into his own basement so that there's a story behind what he has.
Well, I just got to point out to our listeners, when we got Michael talking about the bars, how animated. You could see the passion coming out. And I wanted to hear about the bars, but Carol did ask about closets.
Yes, and that's become huge. And closets are going in a lot of new directions. They're getting a lot more modern. The styles and finishes are starting to change, and things that used to be expensive are kind of coming down in price a little bit. So a lot more contemporary finishes, a lot glossier, a lot of new colors, gray hues, and stuff like that as we're bringing this in. And so as we're working with our builders and remodelers and homeowners, really bringing these elements in and really emphasizing these. So, but it's been critical, and it's a new line of thinking. So it's not just wire shelving. What you can do in these spaces is fantastic. And not just that, but pantries as well. It's huge. It's an extension of the kitchen. And we're trying not to just look at these as just dark closets, but really taking and living into these spaces.
All right. Well, Michael, I hate to say it, but we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Inspirations Design Studio?
You can call us anytime, 770-751-7861. Also, our website, which is inspirationskb.com. And then through any of our contractors and remodelers that we work with, we always also work with the Builders Club Rewards, which is a great way, and a lot of builders tie into that. And just through all those different channels.
All right. Michael Bell, president of Inspirations Design Studio and Bell Custom Cabinetry. It was great to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps today's show. You can find us at AtlantaRealEstateForum.com and on iTunes. In fact, if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review. On behalf of today's guests, Brian Milbritt and Michael Bell, my co-hosts Carol Flammer and Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week. Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.